Hello, my name is Scott Bradley, and this is the JustNet podcast. And as always, this podcast is brought to you by Forest Precision Engineering. And I'm over the moon to be joined by former Rangers manager Mark Warburton. Mark, how are we?
Very well, Scott. Hope you're well.
I'm very well too. And first of all, Mark, I want to congratulate you as you're the new president of Sporting Jacks. Talk me through how that came about and how do you feel?
Well, it's a bit bitter as well. I mean, Steve Livingston, the present CEO, has left the club for various reasons. And as I say, I just found it out yesterday. So I'm basically doing the same job, Scott. I'm running out the soccer department. I'm in charge of the men's and the women's pro in the academy, which is a huge academy, 10,000 odd kids. So I'm doing the same job, Scott. Simple as that, really, with a few other meetings thrown in as well.
Yeah, so I can imagine your schedule must be hectic as anything right now.
It is. It's busy. Men play tonight against Miami. I travel to Pittsburgh on Saturday morning for the game Saturday night, come home Sunday. The women play Saturday night as well. So it's busy. You know, the academy is demanding because that's a huge job. To implement curriculums and game models, etc. So yeah, there's a lot going on, Scott. But I want you to be busy, and I'm certainly being kept busy, put it that way.
Yeah, definitely. Are you really happy with the direction that the club is going in at this moment in time?
Yeah, the women are doing really well. They're top of the league and they're 4 points clear and they're playing some great stuff. The coach Stacey, another British lady, I was you know, that's another side story, but I was talking to her about a player and I realized I was talking to someone who could be the ideal head coach. So that turned out really well. Happy with Liam Fox. You know, Liam has come in from Scotland and Gary Millay's come in from Livingston and whatever. Delighted with them. A guy called Mike McGuinty is a very experienced US coach. You need to have US connections here as well. So the men are looking good. You know, Jordan Rossiter's joined us. So delighted he's looking really good in training. It's great. He had all those injury problems at Rangers. And the downside for me was the Rangers fans never got to see Jordan Rossiter. He was always injured. He just had that unlucky spell, but he's fit and touch wood now, and he's playing very, very well.
No, that's good to hear, Mark. Good to hear. But I need to ask you this, right? I ask you every time I speak to you. But in terms of managing, do you think we'll ever see you in the dugout again?
I'd love to. Yeah, that's my passion, Scott. You know, no disrespect to what I'm doing, but that's what I really love. You know, it's what you get. It gives you the buzz. You know, it gives you that you do your work all week with the players and the staff, and you set the culture, and you're working with people for the environment. And then Saturday is your fix. Saturday's match day, and or whatever the day may be, it's match day, and it's love it to bits, miss it horrendously, Scott, if I'm honest.
And I just want to move on to Rangers, Mark. It's certainly been quite the season, one for the ages. I just want to go back to Russell Martin, though. When he was appointed last year, I was being as optimistic as I could be, but deep down, I knew it wasn't going to work out. 5 wins in 17 games. At the time, Mark, did the appointment surprise you?
It did. No disrespect to Russell, who I know obviously well. Russell plays has a really strong belief in his playing style, which is a real strength. You know, he wants to play the game a certain way, and he's very, I'm saying strict, or he'll know what I mean, very respectfully stubborn on that. But I knowing the Rangers fans and knowing what they demand and what they want, I had my fears for Russell from the very first day because, as I say, I had enough knowledge of the club. And realised very quickly, you know, we tried to play Davey and myself and the staff. We wanted to play a certain way, attacking way, but you know, even on the odd occasion, if it didn't work, we had that first season. You know, it went really well, and we're well clear at the top. But even on, you could have a day when it was nil nil after an hour, and the fans can turn pretty quick. And I feared that Russell's way was never going to work for you, Scott, and never going to work for him. So. It's always unfortunate when a manager loses his job, but that one was, as I say, I feared that might happen.
And Danny Rowe replaced Russell Martin, and he's been in charge since October. What do you make of the job Danny Rowe's done so far?
Tremendous job. I don't know Danny personally. Tremendous job. You hear from the interviews that he understands what the fans want. There's a good squad there. There's a good squad there, and you sense it just needed maybe a coming together, togetherness. It felt a little bit fractured. Certain players, you know, Raskin, etc., not playing, and I think it just needed to be brought together. But I really fancy them for the league now. You know, some big results coming up. Celtic losing to Dundee, Rangers having a 4-1 win and looking strong. And it's going to be very, very close, Scott. But I've got to say, if I was a betting man, then I fancy Rangers this year.
And then obviously, the job that Danny Rowe's done so far, Mark, has been really impressive. Where I think a lot of Rangers fans before the appointment were a bit skeptical because, like, was this going to be another Russell Martin? But it's been the complete opposite. I've been really impressed with Danny Rose so far. And this is just a small thing as well. See, after every press conference, Mark, he goes around the whole room and shakes all our hands every time without fail. Small things like that that go a long way.
Yeah, it's just common courtesy. It's respect, Scott. And Rangers are very much about that, the respect aspect of it in everything that they do. And I think that's it's not a small touch, it's an important touch. And it's important to have relationships. I still speak to Scottish journalists who phone up about various things and you chat to them and that. But it's about common courtesies, and you never burn your bridges in football.
Oh, definitely. And that's one thing as well that Daniel's done. He's brought the fans together because before he came in, the club was in a bad place and he's galvanised the club. And now Rangers have a good chance of winning this league, as you said, Mark. But I just want to move on to James Tavernier. What more can be said, Mark, about James Tavernier? Rangers legend. Scored a fantastic free kick at the weekend. Rangers top goal scorer this season with 14 goals. But unfortunately, his contract's coming up at the end of the season. Me personally, I would love to see him sign a new deal, but what do you think? Do you think he will?
I can't speak on that, Scott. I mean, I know obviously know Tav so well. I've said enough things. Tav knows, huge respect for him as a person, as a player. He's come through some tough times. He's had a lot of criticism thrown at him. He's weathered the storm. He's got a tough outer skin, but he's just a genuinely good person. I'd love to see him stay. Maybe it's a chance for him to go and get a payday somewhere for want of a better. Not in terms of being greedy, but just he's got a. His career will come to an end sooner rather than later. But I just love to see him stay at Rangers. And he can always contribute, on and off the field, on the bench, on the training pitch. I think he's someone who will give everything for Rangers.
Oh, definitely. And that's the thing with Tavernier. Like, obviously, age is catching up with him. But as you said before, Mark, like, he's an unbelievable athlete. He's always fit, always reliable. That's someone you want in your team.
Yeah, he was. I can't remember Tav ever missing a training session, let alone a game. But he enjoys his trade, Scott. There's lots of players who don't enjoy it enough, and they don't realize that the privilege they've got of being a player. But Tav, I think, has never lost sight of that fact. He always smiled from the first time I spoke to him. It was a smile, and you go, yeah, the guy loves it. It's infectious. And I just think he's good around the club. He's been a huge contributor to Rangers now over the last, what, 10, 11 years or more. But I just think for me, he's an asset, and assets are hard to find. And I'd love to see the club and Tav come to some sort of agreement which works for both parties.
Oh, definitely. And then see when you hear people like yourself, Gerard, etc., speak about Tav, everyone has a they all have good things to say about him, even the players as well. They look up to him. And I do remember you said to me that you never really did see Tav as a potential captain, but like he leads by example. He's not a shouter, but he leads by example. He's the ultimate professional. And as you said, like he's the best trainer. He's the last one to leave the training pitch as well.
He is, but I think back. I think I said to you, Lee Wallace is a tremendous captain. Again, I'd love to see Lee managing Rangers one day. He's certainly doing it. He's plying his trade now. He's a student of the game, obviously an outstanding pro. But I remember him spending a lot of time with Tav and sitting and talking about the game in general. So Tav learned from one of the very best in Lee Wallace. And as I say, I'd love to see both of them there. I really would.
No, definitely. And do you want to hear the stat, Mark? It's absolutely incredible. Do you know Tav's the fourth highest scoring defender of all time?
Yeah. I mean, I've heard that before, but he keeps on doing it. And the trouble is, though, Scott, people don't know what they've got till they lose it. And you've got a defender there that can step up, as you say, another free kick, another whip delivery, another corner coming in, etc. So when that goes, you suddenly look up and go, "Oh, I wish we had Tavernier." And it's that type of moment. So I hope very much that they realise that and they maximise everything he's got. And he is going to get older. He's a great athlete. He could carry on playing, I'm sure, and he will do, I hope. But the fact of the matter is, his body will start to tell him. But right now, just maximise him. If you use him wisely, use him sparingly, as Danny's doing, I think he's got a good future there still.
No, definitely, Mark. And just obviously, you're in the States right now, and you're looking at what's going on in Scottish football. With Hearts, they're doing really well. Celtic have had a season for the ages in a bad way. But what have you made at all just looking in, just seeing the fact that we're at this stage of the season where it's a three horse race for the title?
Well, A, the interest, because normally without being rude, it's a two-horse race. So the interest, obviously, the involvement of Tony Bloom, the owner, and what he brings to the club in terms of recruitment, That will not have been missed by the Rangers board, I'm sure. You know, it's all about recruitment, Scott. It's the quality of recruitment. It's accessing markets. It's finding players of value. And Tony Bloom and Matthew Benham in Brighton and Brentford are the two very best. So, you know, I think that's a game changer. We're seeing that already in Scotland, and that will certainly put Rangers and Celtic on their heels. And they have to respond. You have to respond to that, because if you let someone get ahead, they won't just sit on their lead. They will certainly keep pushing in terms of quality of players they're bringing in and an investment, etc. So, great for the neutral watching it. It's coming down really tight. Obviously, there's been some shock results. There seems to be a shock result every weekend, but right now I think it's between Rangers and Hearts. Celtic won't like me saying that, but it's between Rangers and Hearts, in my humble opinion. And I fancy Rangers. I just think at the final hurdle, they've got enough to get it over the line.
I hope you're right, Mark. I hope you're right. And Mark, it's an absolute pleasure as always. Thank you very much for coming on the show.
No, pleasure. Look forward to any time at all, Scott.